good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Nothing but time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Greater Manchester, England now say at least two people were killed and three others are in serious condition in a car ramming and stabbing outside a synagogue. Esther Aronson was one of those at the synagogue on this Yom Kippur.
Being an auspicious high holy day, we're all fasted since 6:30 last night. You want to feel secure, you want to be able to go to places and feel that you can just walk around.
The police shot the suspect, it's believed, killing him. The king and queen, told of the attack today, said they were deeply shocked and saddened on such a significant day for the Jewish community. Israeli Navy forces have boarded most of the vessels manned by activists bringing supplies to Gaza. Those on board taken to Israel, it's believed to be deported. Hamas still considering its response to the 20-point peace proposal put forth by the U.S. The federal government still shut down. President Trump says the government could begin firing workers who have been furloughed as soon as today. This is ABC News. A judge in Idaho has ruled that she will not allow the release of graphic photographs taken after Brian Koberger murdered four University of Idaho students in 2022. Let's do the time warp again and again and again. For 50 years, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Cast members Barry Bostwick and Nell Campbell on why it's still so popular.
It's rock and roll. It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Not as many drugs as people think there are, but it's sex and rock and roll. And it's every kind of sex you would want to partake in. It's a naughty film. Naughty but nice.
Also, all the songs are good. It's a witty script. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Yeah. And it's a celebration of all types of sexuality.
They're part of a 55-city tour for the anniversary featuring other original cast members. This is ABC News.
All right, text to win, goal for the green and gold continues, and we've got a keyword for you brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your home of the 4895 oil change, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer. Keyword for the 7 a.m. hour is Zone, Z-O-N-E, Zone. Get that to us through the Civic Media app. We'll put you in for the green and gold tickets on November 23rd. You might even be the winner of the $200 cash and gold jewelry we're giving away each and every day. Zone, Z-O-N-E, is your keyword for the 7 o'clock hour.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On September 30th at approximately 5:41 a.m., Taylor County Sheriff's Office Dispatch Center received a report of a two-vehicle accident in the area of State Highway 13 and Alfalfa Avenue in the township of Chelsea in Taylor County. It was further reported that the accident involved a passenger vehicle and semi-tractor trailer, and both vehicles were on fire. Taylor County Sheriff's Office deputies, along with Taylor County First Responders, Medford Fire Department, and Taylor County Ambulance personnel were dispatched to the scene. Upon arrival, a 19-year-old driver, identified as Alan M. Madison of Ashland, was removed from one of the vehicles involved, a 2010 Red Ford Fusion, which had been fully engulfed in flames. Alan Madison was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver of the other involved vehicle was provided with medical attention and had no serious injuries reported at the time. Preliminary investigation indicates that the Ford Fusion was southbound on State Highway 13 when it crossed the center line and veered into the northbound lane of traffic, causing a head-on collision with the semi-tractor-trailer unit. The collision then caused both vehicles to catch on fire. There were no other occupants in either vehicle at the time of the crash. This incident is still under investigation, and no other information will be released at this time. Thursday, October 9th at 4 p.m., it's Create a Cryptid over at the Monaco Public Library. This is part of Kids and Tweens Night, and is your chance to learn about cryptology legends such as Bigfoot, Nessie, and the Hodag. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 9th at 4 p.m., over in the program room of the Monaco Public Library. What's holding Wisconsin back from offering 12 months of postpartum care for Medicaid recipients? Lisa Hale shares what some lawmakers think.
Wisconsin is currently one of only two states in the country that does not offer 12 months postpartum care for Medicaid recipients. Fox Valley lawmakers were asked in a virtual town hall meeting how to make it happen in our state. Democratic Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh is the co-author of Assembly Bill 97, which would extend postpartum coverage from 90 days to 12 months.
This bill introduced and yet to receive even a public hearing, despite the bipartisan support and passing in the Senate. The holdup is in the majority party leadership in the assembly, not because there's not support on this.
Democratic Representative Lee Snodgrass of Appleton said she does not see passage happening in the House and called out the person she holds responsible.
The way to get it to pass is to have Robin Voss resign and go on to something else and to have a different majority leader who would be willing to bring it forward. He is the sole person standing in the way of this passing. It has already passed the Senate. They have enough votes through Republicans and Democrats, and I think maybe even just Republicans on the Assembly side. He is refusing to allow it to get a hearing. He's refusing to allow it to get to the floor. He alone is the obstacle.
Republican Senator Andre Jacques of New Franken was also part of the virtual town hall. He noted that the bill has passed the Senate with bipartisan support.
I voted for it on the Senate floor in each of the past two sessions. But far be it from me to say exactly what it's going to take the assembly not to pass a bill. But I do think its best chance to pass might be in combination with some other reforms.
The virtual town hall meeting was hosted by the League of Women Voters, Appleton Fox Cities, and the League of Women Voters, Winnebago County. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Arlene Barbara Ocker, age 89, passed away on September 23rd in De Pere, Wisconsin, after battling dementia. She is survived by two sons, Daniel of Green Bay and Jeffrey of Medford, further survived by two grandsons and one sister, Janine Williamson of Ishpeming, Michigan, further survived by many nieces and nephews. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. with a memorial service at 11 a.m. on Saturday, October 18th at Fifield Congregational Church. This has been the funeral notice for Arlene Barbara Ocker, age 89. James Jim Cermak, Jr., age 83, passed away unexpectedly at his home in Butternut on September 28th. Jim is survived by his daughter, Amy Cermak, and her partner, Ralph Carey, of New Jersey, by his son, Jamie Cermak, and his wife, Annie Busseri, of Maine, survived also by his brother, Jerry Cermak, and his wife, Judy Ann, as well as many cousins, nieces, nephews, former students, and friends. Celebration of Life will be held at the American Legion in Butternut on Sunday, October 12th at 3 p.m. The gathering begins at 2 p.m. with a brief service at 3 p.m., followed by a reception with light fare at the Legion. This has been the funeral notice for James Jim Cermak, Jr., age 83. The funeral service for Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls, will be held on Friday, October 3rd at 11 a.m. at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls with Pastor Emerson Coy officiating. There will be a visitation on Friday, October 3rd from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This is the funeral notice for Judith Ray Herbst, 88, of Park Falls. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And checking the local sports team, we have a lot going on. A couple of homecoming weeks in Shawamigan and Phillips, the Shawamigan cross-country team. They will be on the road today. They'll be taking on Athens in a multi-team invite going on today. And also, the other action. Oh, okay. Well, I'm taking a look at the schedule here. So there's a couple different things going on. There's cross-country girls 6th, 7th, and 8th that are at Athens, and the cross-country girls JV also at Athens, and the cross-country girls varsity and the cross-country boys varsity all running in Athens in a meet today. All right, we got that straight. Good. Phillips, the volleyball 7th and 8th grade, they will play host to MHLT in the cross-country boys varsity team. Also, Phillips will be at Athens for a meet today. The Prentice cross-country team, we had a chance to talk with Coach Brian Regeer yesterday, and you can listen back to that interview under the podcast at 98qcountry.com under Reality Radio. Had a nice chat with Brian yesterday, and the cross-country team's Prentice also will be competing down in Athens today. And the Prentice football game that was scheduled for tonight, that game has been canceled. The Butternut High School volleyball team will travel to Washburn, where a 5:45 start tonight, and the high school, middle school cross-country teams of Butternut will be in action up in Grandview at the Drummond event today.
Northwoods weather. This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55. 98Q
Country. Like everybody on the planet, no matter where you live, no matter how much money you've got, everybody has a junk drawer in their house. Okay, I've never been to your house. Let me see how close I come. Within that drawer, there are an assortment of screws and paper clips, 6 rubber bands, 2 marbles, 5 AA batteries, you don't know if they're good or bad, 10 pizza coupons, all of which have expired, a broken garage door opener, 2 packets of soy sauce, some cough drops, a tube of glue Superman could not get the top off of, and 1 lens from a pair of sunglasses. Good, okay? Okay, here we go. 37 cents in change, including a nickel with a hole in it, 3 birthday candles, a checkbook from a bank you used 10 years ago, a combination lock that is locked and you do not know the combination to it, 7 keys that go to God knows what, the light bulb from a flashlight, 6 business cards from people you don't remember meeting, a picture of somebody's gap-toothed kid in a cap and gown, 1 shoestring, directions to a coffee maker you no longer own, a bullet, a keychain your kid made that was too ugly to actually use, 3 Tic Tacs, a piece of string, and a dead roach laying on its back with its feet in the air.
Your favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Gunderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
When it comes to love. not a care in the world, just trying to beat the heat. Body like an hourglass, sand on the feet. Can't help but stare, cause I got the best seat. Just when I thought it couldn't get any hotter, you slid on in. Said I'm a little hot and bothered, if you know what I mean. Let's crank it up to 100 degrees. Alright. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burned me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Slow driving south with the drop top down. Hair in the wind, Tom Petty up loud. You give me that look, you lick them lips. I said, hang on, baby, better pull over for this. Don't wanna get a DWK. Driving while kissing, they'll put you away. You hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Well, you hit me like fire, shot me like a bullet. Burn me up and down, no way to cool it. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine. Sunshine and whiskey, like a bottle of Jack, straight to the head. One shot, two shot, copper tone red. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey. Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine.
That's hot.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady. Feel me coming on my way. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
I'm starting to see.
Carrie Underwood there, 98Q Country. Hello, good morning. Joel here on the 98Q Morning Show, Thursday, October the 2nd. And it is another beautiful day out there. Temperatures, now we're getting the overnight lows that are even cooperating. No more 40, 45 for an overnight low for 2 or 3 days anyway through Sunday. We're in the mid-50s already here. We're broadcasting from the Aspirus Health Studios. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your health needs. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Keyword this hour is Zone, Z-O-N-E, Zone. Get that to us. Free Civic Media app, Android, iPhone, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media app, Android, iPhone. Tap on 98Q and text us the word Zone, Z-O-N-E, Zone. Keep that app handy, by the way. We're going to be using that app as we get closer to the Deer Hunters season, Deer Hunters Roundup. You're going to be able to record audio messages on there and send it to the studio. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. So be sure to put that app somewhere where you know where it is on your phone in the midst of the 17,000 other apps that you have. Keep scrolling. 17 pages, 18 pages. Zone, Z-O-N-E, Zone is your keyword. The morning show is finding joy today and watching, I think it's a golf channel. It is a golf channel. They've got it's a three-course event going on over in Scotland. And I apologize to those of you who just don't like golf. Just bear with me a second here. So it's three courses. And what's the weather like in Scotland? You'd probably, yeah, it's a little bit of light rain and cold. Go figure. But it's a pro-am tournament, and I get so much joy watching these pro-ams because you see guys out there who aren't pro golfers, obviously. They're just they're amateurs or celebrities, and they're hitting some really bad shots. And I just watched a guy hit like a 50-foot putt, and he was dancing, and he was having a good time with it. Golf is starting to loosen up a little bit, right? It is. A couple different instances in the past this past summer, it loosened up a little bit too much. Maybe the Ryder Cup loosened up a little too much, because when you loosen things up, you always get those ding-dong fans who think they can just, you know, spew expletives and do whatever they want. But I think we're having a little more fun with golf, and it is a little more fun to watch on some of the events. So if you got the Golf Channel, turn that thing on. There's some good stuff going on over there. We're going to be turning on the Brewers, of course, this weekend. They play Saturday. We still don't know who yet. We have a very rare day. I don't know if this has ever happened in professional sports before, that we have three elimination games going on all day today. You've got, let's see, let me bring up the Thursday schedule here. So the 2 o'clock game is Detroit at Cleveland. If you have the ability to have a 2-TV setup in your house, this would be the day to do it if you're a baseball fan. Detroit at Cleveland. Now, again, whoever wins this game moves on. The loser, your last 6 months you've been doing, it's done. You're over. Season's done. Pack up your bags. See ya in the spring, maybe, depending on what your contract is. Detroit at Cleveland. That's a 2 o'clock game. Win or go home, baby. San Diego at Chicago, Wrigley Field, 4 o'clock. Win or go home. And then tonight at 6 or 7 or 7 o'clock, Boston at New York, go Red Sox, and that'll be a 7. Sorry, Gus, that'll be a 7 o'clock start time for that game tonight. So three elimination games. That's pretty cool. I like it. I'll have the TV. I'll have it on probably. I like to put the TV on without the sound. When it gets exciting, then I'll turn the sound on, because as I get older, the sound is just a little bit too much. So I'll put it on, just enjoy a little peace and quiet. That way, if the cat meows or the dog barks, I can hear it. And then I'll have that on at the morning show, Joel Karnick Household, today. Thanks for sharing. Zone, by the way, Z-O-N-E, that is your keyword today. It's homecoming week in Phillips and Park Falls with Shawamigan. We'll get Kyle Cronin in here, our district administrator, in just a few moments. I was just perusing through our 98Q Country community calendar, and this is a great place for you to go for information on stuff going on around the area. Like the Pops Garage Sale at the Prentice High School, final few days, today, tomorrow, Saturday. Homecoming Parade, the Charity Rib Cook-Off going on in Phillips this weekend. Info on the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. The Fall Harvest Fest, the Pie Sale is a part of the Fall Harvest Fest. The Price County Youth Olympic Games as part of the Fall Harvest Fest. The Kids Bingo, part of the Fall Harvest Fest. Phillips Moose Bingo, you got it, Saturday night. same day as the Fall Harvest Fest. You've got the Shawamigan Sportsman's Club Turkey Shoot going on Saturday. Sunday, you've got a free painting class. All of those events, you can click on and get more information, 98qcountry.com/events, or just go to the community calendar when you get to the webpage, which you probably have bookmarked already. So it's a great place to go for information on events. And if you've got something going on with your nonprofit, you know, send a picture of your flyer to us, email it to us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, or just drop off the info, duck in the door and put the info on the counter, and we'll put it on our community calendar site for you. Glad to do that. What else? Packers have the weekend off, right? No Packers this weekend. Hardcore football fans will be delving into the other NFC Norris Division teams. The Vikings play Sunday morning. Again, their second international game. They'll be taking on Cleveland. So tonight we got San Francisco at L.A. That is an NFC game. A little bit of interest there, I guess, for us NFC folks up here. Minnesota at Cleveland Sunday morning. What's Detroit and Chicago doing here this weekend? Those are the games we are really interested in, right? Detroit is at Cincinnati. That's a 3:30 game on Sunday. And then Chicago Bears have a bye week this week. So only the Vikings in the morning and Lions in the afternoon. And the way Cincinnati's been playing, that's probably not going to be much of a game in Cincinnati. But the Brewers, again, Saturday is the first game for the crew. And just to set your schedule for after that, they'll go Saturday and then I believe Monday. Hang on, I got the our sports guy, Jimmy Cuska, sent an information sheet that I should probably use. So you go Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. If it goes past that, then it would be Thursday and then the following Saturday. So Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Got that? I have a quiz on that later. Twice an hour news and sports at 7:35. Let's get you updated here in the morning show right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Greater Manchester, England now say at least two people were killed and three others are in serious condition in a car ramming and stabbing outside a synagogue. Esther Aronson was one of those at the synagogue on this Yom Kippur.
Being an auspicious high holiday, with all fasted since 6:30 last night, you want to feel secure, you want to be able to go to places and feel that you can just walk around.
The police shot the suspect, it's believed, killing him. The King and Queen, told of the attack today, said they were deeply shocked and saddened on such a significant day for the Jewish community. Israeli Navy forces have boarded most of the vessels manned by activists bringing supplies to Gaza. Those on board taken to Israel, it's believed to be deported. Hamas still considering its response to the 20-point peace proposal put forth by the U.S. The federal government still shut down. President Trump says the government could begin firing workers who have been furloughed as soon as today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. October 6th through October 10th, the city of Park Falls will be flushing their water mains. You may experience low water pressure or possibly discolored water during this time period. It is best to avoid washing clothes during this time and cooking with the water as well. So please plan accordingly. Once again, October 6th through October 10th, the city of Park Falls will be performing water main flushing. You may experience low water pressure and possibly discolored water. Please plan accordingly. This is your reminder about the book sale taking place at the Phillips Public Library from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 4th, and running the entire month of October. There's going to be lots of great items rotated weekly, so don't miss out. Come early and come often. And during the book sale, there will be a box in the lobby to collect children's clothing, sizes infant to 5T for the Head Start and Early Head Start programs. Once again, beginning Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and running the entire month of October, it's the Phillips Public Library Book Sale, taking place at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Young people sometimes get a bad rap for not being interested in what's going on in the world around them. This story proves that thought wrong. Lisa Hale has more.
The American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter recently honored the Oshkosh North Communities Program as the Youth and Young Adult Heroes for 2025. Teacher Richard Lieb said their story started when the students raised almost $1,500 for the Red Cross to use to help victims of the wildfires in California.
But I think what's really cool about it is that not only did we raise money, but I think we not only started to understand what the Red Cross really does and the impact it does have, and we were able to tell that story for the Red Cross. So we had 80 kids being the megaphone of the American Red Cross.
The students of communities at Oshkosh North worked quickly to raise the money when it was needed.
I think we tried to turn this around in about a week and a half. So we pushed projects aside because it's the timeliness, and we know, understand the news cycle. You know, things come and go.
Lieb added, helping the Red Cross was a good way to show how much students care and want to do good in their communities.
For organizations like the Red Cross to open their doors to young adults and just giving them a shot, I just appreciate that they were able to do that. And then, because I just think that our generation, everybody thinks they just stare on their phones. And just, it's our program's all about giving kids a shot. And we gave the shot, and American Red Cross gave these kids a shot, and we were able to make an impact.
The American Red Cross recognized those they called local heroes at a ceremony in August.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We want your business to thrive in the Northwoods. Hi, I'm Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Are you looking for more customers? Maybe you'd like to hit the ground running or to find a community of other business owners to rally around. We at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce are here to bring your business success. Joining the chamber is one of the best moves any business can make. Find out how we can help you by calling us today at 715-762-2703 or visit our website at parkfalls.com.
Let's take a moment here to head on down to Wheelway in Fifield and visit with Pete. Good day to Pete. How are we doing down there?
Hey, we're rock and rolling, Joel. How about yourself?
We're doing good. You guys are doing some great work for some great local charities again this month, right, Pete?
Lord's Cupboard, Northwoods Living Hope, some great organizations that are serving this community in Price County. Make sure you check our Facebook page of listing all the items that these organizations need, and let's do a great job and support these guys this month.
And you have a wonderful array and a number of cars out there and trucks.
I'll tell you what, a bunch of new inventory, newer pre-owned, 2025s, 24s, low miles, come with a lifetime warranty on the engine, the transmission, the powertrain, as long as you own the vehicle. You're not going to find that anywhere else. We are a one-stop shop. We have over 30 banks in-house looking to earn your business, as well as no credit, bad credit, no problem. Call 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, folks, if you're looking to back these great organizations, Lord's Cupboard, Northwoods Living Hope, let's make sure we get them everything they need here this month.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Well, it's Thursday morning, 7:40 or so. Let's talk Shawamigan. Everything Shawamigan, homecoming week. Our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, appears to be somewhat in a little tethered and tattered, but still doing good here on this Thursday of homecoming. Well, Kyle, how are we doing?
You know what, Joel? It has been a great week.
Yeah.
Last night, we had the bonfire. Mm-hmm. Big bonfire.
I saw the social media post on that. Yeah.
Bonfire. And then the kids do a lip sync dance kind of contest. And that went really well. Served up some ice cream floats as well. So just had a great time last night.
Cool.
Behind the high school. Tomorrow night, kind of everything culminates. The band is on the field. The football team is playing. Mm-hmm. Everything kind of culminates. We'll have a dance on Saturday for the high school students as well. Today's dress-up day is, Joel. So in the high school, their theme has been Hollywood all week.
Okay.
And Monday was red carpet day.
Okay.
So today is like... somehow the theme is awards. So one of the Hollywood awards. So like one of the classes is the Oscars and another one's the Emmy. So I'm really curious to see how that turns out. That's why I wore my going to an award show suit today.
Okay. All right.
And an iconic Hollywood figure, Joel. Come on.
Okay. Hang on. Is that Daffy?
No. Goofy.
Oh, Goofy. Yeah. Okay. A Daffy Duck on my brain there. Yeah, Goofy. Yeah, nice bright, and a green tint to the back, too, appropriately enough. So.
Yeah. So, nice. A little Hollywood theme today again continues. Yesterday, the dress-up days have been good all week. The middle school kids today, I think, are doing team sports, and the elementary kids are doing... boot scoot and boogie day. So maybe a little country going on. Anyways, on to a bunch of other things. We're still looking for some paraprofessional aides, assistant high school boys basketball coach. If you go to psdk12.net, you can find our job openings. The student council is hosting the parade tomorrow. The parade is at 2 p.m. It runs from downtown Park Falls up to Shawamigan High School. Again, that's 2 p.m. We'd love to see everybody out there for the parade.
All right.
We've got midterms. Crazy day to end midterms is tomorrow, homecoming Friday. So the midterm ends, not the full final grades for the quarter, but the midterms ends this week. Juniors are heading up to UW-Superior next week on Tuesday. We've got another group of students heading over to Northwood Tech in mid-October. October 23rd, big day. Blood drive. We would like to see a lot of people come out to our blood drive. It is held at the Shawamigan High School Library from 12 to 4 p.m. on October 23rd. October 27th is our autumn choir concert. So we've got a lot happening. Monday, by the way, Joel, I failed to mention this. We got really generous. We're giving the kids Monday off after homecoming week.
Good timing on that one.
Good timing on that one.
As bad as the midterm timing was, that was good timing.
Good timing on that one. Gives the kids a day to sleep in.
That'll be nice.
Monday is a no school day for everybody. We have a teacher in service day that day.
All right.
Also on Monday, we've got middle school girls basketball at home versus Hurley. On Tuesday, we've got the 8th grade Trades of Tomorrow heavy metal tour happening. So they're heading out. And Shawamigan Middle School football is heading over to Lake Holcomb on Tuesday. So quite a bit happening. The girls basketball, middle school girls basketball travels to Ashland on the 9th. In Park Falls Elementary School happenings, they had a celebration, a September celebration yesterday. They celebrated respectful behavior and perseverance. And for October, the focus area is responsibility. School's been going pretty smooth over there. Mrs. Weinberger's class is leading our attendance challenge, and we'd just like to thank the YMCA one more time for hosting that bike bus.
Yeah.
Had an opportunity to go on that. Yeah. Tonight, Joel, we've got cross country at Athens at 4 o'clock. That's middle and high school. Football tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The band is playing at a halftime, folks. Come on down and see it. They're playing Hurley tomorrow night at varsity volleyball tournament on Saturday at Hurley. We've got a JV football game versus Hurley on Monday. Varsity volleyball heading down to Ashland on Tuesday. There was supposed to be a football game versus South Shore on the 10th. That has been canceled. And a JV volleyball tournament on the 11th at Edgar. So,
all right. Well, I need that Monday to sleep in for a lot of people.
Well, and tomorrow is the best dress-up day of all, Joel.
And
Spirit Day.
Spirit Day. Show your Shawamigan colors. Yeah, you bet. Yeah. All right, Kyle.
Thank you, Joel. Always good
to see you. Good luck with the rest of the week. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools and Homecoming Week. They were broadcasting the 98Q Morning Show from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Your keyword, you got till 8 o'clock to get that keyword to us, brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your home of the 4895 oil change, dependable rides, and hometown service. Minocqua Chevrolet, your local dealer. Zone, Z-O-N-E, is your keyword to get yourself in for all the great tickets to see Green Bay on November 23rd, the 200 cash and the gold jewelry. Z-O-N-E, Zone, good luck.
98Q Country.
Beautiful day here in the Northwoods. Enjoy. Here's Justin Moore on 98Q.
Been sitting here tipping back crown straight, working up the nerve and the words to say, to turn those eyes and that smile my way, no time to waste. 'Cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move, I better make a move. Somebody else will find on. Walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down. They tell you looks could kill. Somebody else will find on. Take a chance on your lips and lean in. Slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else will. Coast, maybe you're a little bit down home. Either way, girl, I just gotta know. I just gotta know, 'cause somebody else will find on. Walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down. A day you looks could kill. Somebody else will find on. Take a chance on your lips lean in. Slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else. Will find on. Take a chance on your lips and lean in. Slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else will, baby. Oh, somebody else will. Yeah, somebody else will. Somebody else will. You a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still love.
knowing it's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Find you a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. Thank God she loves me. So lucky. If you want one like I got, you gotta trust me. Find you a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
All right, Dylan Scott there, 98Q Country. Can't have mine. Sorry, it's 7:53. Get your news at the top of the hour. Birthdays, of course, local at about 8:30 or so. And we are inching our way toward the excitement of playoff baseball for Brewer baseball fans. If you are a diehard baseball Brewer fan, it's always exciting when your team has a chance. And the Brewers finished with the best record in all of baseball. But they are going into the playoffs a little dinged up. But there's a lot of teams that are. But I'm excited to get Coach Murphy and the crew out on the national floor and hoping they'll have some success, so we all will hope for that. Cubs or Padres, one of those two will be their opponent. They'll play today. You have a triple header of elimination games I mentioned earlier. Sports fans, baseball fans, this is it right here. I mean, this is it. 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, all three games, elimination. Win or go home. Yeah, Brewers will get the winner of that Padres-Cubs series. And a time to be determined at AmFam Field on Saturday. We'll have that game and all the playoff games all the way right to the end, right to that World Series championship. You'll be able to hear it with your Brewer announcers right here on 98Q Country.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal, maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 98.3 FM, 98Q Country, WCQM.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
When Aqua Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. When Aqua Chevrolet, your local dealer.
98Q Country.
Say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways. And we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, another Friday night. If I'm the problem, and your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deadly attack outside a synagogue in Manchester, England. Police say a man drove a car into a crowd of people and then stabbed some of them, killing two, wounding three. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan at the foreign desk.
Paramedics are on the scene helping the wounded. Manchester's mayor saying the immediate danger appears to be over, but also warning members of the public to avoid the area. And this, of course, happening on what is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. An urgent investigation is now underway.
The gunman was shot by police and is believed to have been killed. The federal